Brightness Devar and I will handle this.
Brightness? What if they are bandits?
There are only four of them, Master Makeup. The day I can't handle four bandits on my own is a day I deserve to be robbed.
They passed the wagon, Tin tying on her belt.
What if they are bandits?
I thought you said you could handle four.
I was just going along with your attitude.
That's dangerous, kid. Look, bandits wouldn't let us see them, and they certainly wouldn't just sit there.
The group of four men waited on the top of the hill. As Shallan drew closer, she could see that they were wearing crisp blue uniforms that looked quite genuine.
We'll wait here. They can come to us.
Sounds good to me.
Indeed, up above, the men started moving down the hillside when they noticed Shallan and Tin were waiting for them. Two more came and followed after them on foot, men not in uniforms, but workers' clothing.
Grooms?
Who are you going to be?
Myself.
What's the fun in that? How's your horn eater?
Horn eater?
Too late.
The men rode up. The lead rider reined in his horse with some obvious annoyance. He didn't seem in complete control of the beast.
Brightness?
Shockingly, he was dark-eyed. A tall man with black Alethi hair he wore down to his shoulders. He looked over Tin, noting the sword in the soldier's uniform, but let slip no reaction.
A hard man, this one.
Her Highness, Princess Unalukuak Kina'autu Atai. You are in the presence of royalty, Dark Eyes.
A horn eater? Wearing a Vorin dress? Rock would have a fit.
Tin looked to Shallan and raised an eyebrow.
I'm going to strangle you, woman.
This thing, he is not what you have a princess wear. He is good for me. You will be respect.
Fortunately, her red face would fit for a horn eater. They were a passionate people. Tin nodded to her, looking appreciative.
I'm sorry.
Seven wagons, Cal. Well guarded.
The man, Cal, nodded.
I've been sent out to look for signs of bandits. Has all been well with your caravan?
We ran into some bandits 3 weeks ago. Why do you care?
We represent the king, and are from the personal guard of Dalinar Kalin.
Oh, storms. All this is going to be inconvenient.
Bright Lord Kalin is investigating the possibility of a wider range of control around the Shattered Plains. If you really were attacked, I would like to know the details.
If we were attacked, you doubt our word?
No.
I am offended! You'd better watch yourself. Her Highness does not like to be offended.
How surprising. Where did the attack take place? You fought it off? How many bandits were there?
Tin filled him in on the details, which gave Shallan a chance to think. Dalinar Kolin was her future father-in-law, if the causal matured into marriage. Hopefully, she wouldn't run into these particular soldiers again.
I really am going to strangle you, Tin.
Their leader listened to the details of the attack with a stoic air.
Not a very pleasant man.
I'm sorry to hear of your losses, but you're only a day and a half by caravan from the Shattered Plains now. You should be safe the rest of the way.
I am curiosity. These animals, they are horses, yet you are dark-eyed. This Kulin trusts you well.
I do my duty. Where are the rest of your people? That caravan looks as if it's all Vorin. Also, you look a little spindly for a horn eater.
Did you just insult the princess's wit?
Storm, she's good.
Tin actually managed to produce anger spren with the remark.
Well, nothing to do but soldier on.
I am offended! You have offended Her Highness again! Very offended! You'd better apologize. No apologize! Boots!
Boots?
Yes, I am liking your boots! You will apology with boots.
You want my boots?
Did you not hear, Her Highness? Are soldiers of this Dalinar Kolin's army so disrespectful?
I'm not disrespectful. And I'm not giving her my boots.
You insult! I will tell all who are to listen. When arriving, I will say Kolin is stealer of boots and taker of women's virtue.
Virtue?
Yes.
Shallan glanced over to Tin.
Virtue? No, wrong word. Virtue? No. Vesture? Vesture! Taker of women's vesture! That is what I wanted.
The soldier glanced to his companions, looking confused.
Drat. Good puns are lost on men with poor vocabulary.
It's no matter. All will know what you have done in wronging me. You have laid me bare here in this wilderness, stripping me, is an insult to my house and my clan, all will know that Colin...
Oh, stop. Stop.
Kaladin reached down awkwardly, pulling his boot from his foot while on horseback. His sock had a hole in the heel.
Storming woman.
He tossed the first boot down to her, then removed the other.
Your apology is accepted.
By damnation, it had better be. I'll pass along your story. Maybe we can get this storming place patrolled. Come on, men.